Turn it up. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, blanketing the northern part of this state. I'm talking about we're down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gats and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, folks, by the way, I got to tell you, you hear me talk about them all the time, but the folks at Riley & Jackson Law Firm, they are indeed friends of mine. I've known them for a while. We've worked together on some cases, worked together on some issues. I would say it like this. They are not only right on the law, they are also right on politics, if you know what I'm saying. Well, they've been working that Camp Lejeune water contamination issue. And again, if you were at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1987, there are 19 different illnesses that have been attributed to that contaminated water. They're working on that. They've got a number of right side clients right now, the people who have called in from hearing it on the show. But they got something else they've been working on that the other day when I was checking in with them, they wanted me to tell you all about. So if you are a firefighter or in the military using firefighter foam, then you may have been exposed to a carcinogenic material that it can get pretty awful. So yeah, if you are a firefighter using foam or if you were in the military using firefighting foam, you may have been exposed to something that has now been attributed to cancer. And they're working on those cases too. And these folks, if you call Riley & Jackson, you're going to get a real person. They're going to talk to you. They're not going to charge you for the call. They'll assess over the phone whether you may or may not have a claim. And they will not get paid unless they get a claim to fruition for you. So here's their phone number. You ready? They're based out of Birmingham. They work all over the state. It's Riley & Jackson, 205-879-5000. That's Riley & Jackson, 879-5000. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. And you know what I haven't done yet to the show, Boomer? I have really not spent much time on the text string.
It has gone crazy.
It's covered up. All right, so let me just see what's over here for a minute. I'm just going to go into the text string, and there's a couple of them that I saw earlier that I know I can't read on the air. So, but let me see what this one is. Jeremy from Huntsville says, with regards to the negotiation, the pressure to negotiate with Russia, he says the only negotiation needs to occur is how much reparations Russia needs to give Ukraine now. Agree with that. Yeah, good luck milking that out of them, though. But, hey, Jeremy, good text. JT from Lacey Springs, Biden suggesting Ukraine negotiate with Russia after the atrocities committed is the definition of kakistocracy. JT, always reminding us of the word.
Always remind. Somebody else said something about kakistocracy earlier.
Kakistocracy.
I need to look back and see.
The word kakistocracy literally means a government run by the least competent members of a society. So there you go. Hey, Boomer Mama just texted in. Boomer Mama.
Oh, Boomer Mama.
Boomer Mama. Don't say old Boomer Mama.
Just beautiful, lovely Boomer Mama.
There you go. She says, why should the Ukrainians negotiate and give up any of their land to Russia? If someone kidnapped Boomer, one of our three kids, I wouldn't be okay and say, well, I have two, so just keep him.
Oh, thanks.
She is spot on.
Spot on.
And she knows because she's been to Ukraine. How many times has your mom and dad been over there?
Honestly, I don't know. A lot, because I've been over there quite a few times myself, and they've gone over way more than me.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's where your sister came from.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Badger from Athens says, Ukraine needs to push back the original borders and maybe a little more. I don't disagree with that. And by the way, I would love to see Ukraine re-annex the Crimean Peninsula, but not sure they'll get there, but at least get back to pre-February time frame borders. John from Huntsville says, Phil, congratulations for completing all three dippers. It's my first time witnessing this amazing accomplishment. LOL, John from Huntsville. John.
He's getting you.
I'm saying, man. What can I say? By the way, John, I have not fully completed them. I have a stack of dipper three still in front of me. Brian from Huntsville. Topic, Flashpoint, which is the name of this particular dipper we're in, Flashpoint. He says, U.S. petroleum reserves have been pillaged, many millions in arms sent to Ukraine, a woke military training. What happens when China goes to absorb Taiwan? I agree. That's one of my flashpoints. Biden is meeting with Xi today, and apparently they didn't talk about much. I'm not sure what they talked about. They're not telling us, but the end result is Biden did not go in with a position of strength and say, we want to know about the Wuhan lab. We want to know about fentanyl coming over to Mexico and flooding our borders. and none of it. So there's that. What else have I got on the text string? John from Brownsboro. He says, if you haven't read it lately, read it again with a political mind. What are we talking about here? I'm not sure what he's saying. Another gem is make your weakness your enemies, e.g. Trump colluded with Russia, which Hillary actually did. I'm not sure what he's talking about reading. So, John, forgive me, but I don't see the first part of a text that tells me what I'm supposed to be reading again. But I think I get your gist, though. Scott from Russellville. Governor Ivey be practicing her high-stepping, ain't got time to be up front on the topics. There's that. David from Huntsville. The House Speaker, is there someone out of Congress that could take that position? You know, I had somebody else ask me that same question, David. Is it possible for there to be a non-member holding the seat as Speaker of the House? I have never heard that before, but you're the second person today to say it. It still ain't going to happen. Why? Because the members of the body vote for the leadership position, and they're not going to give it away to someone on the outside, I guarantee you. So if it's possible, I'm not aware. But if it's possible, it's still not going to happen, in my opinion. Greg from Huntsville, big problem in California is union dues collected for political purposes. I wish Alabama had more limits on this. Union presidents have too much power. Well, we did do quite a bit on that, Greg, when I was in the state Senate. We made Alabama a right-to-work state. You cannot be mandated to join a union. Also, in the teachers' union, we quit doing what we call the dues checkoff, which meant that they could just make it deducted from their paycheck, and the state of Alabama had to send the dues. State of Alabama was literally the back office for the teachers' union for the longest time. Once Republicans took office and the majority, we said, yep, done with that. Go collect the dues on your own if you want them. And by the way, they have to be voluntary. They can't be just a checkoff on the payroll. So, yeah. Doesn't mean they don't have money now, but they don't have the ease of transfer they used to have. I got a caller on line one, bud. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, my brother?
Doing pretty good, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind,
hey,
buddy?
Are you having a daydream or what's going on there, buddy? I hear you talking about the Congress is going to have subpoena power and actually try to hold somebody accountable. What planet are you living on?
I'm just quoting what they're saying to me, Jeff.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's like I was talking to Boomer. When was the last time the Republicans actually held anybody in contempt of Congress and with any teeth in it?
Well, they did impeach Clinton. That was back in the day.
Yeah, but that's just impeachment.
And I will say this. They did, because my friend Becky Gerritsen from the Eagle Forum Hill, Alabama, was a big part of it. They did get Lois Lerner basically out of work at the IRS when they were targeting conservative groups under the Obama administration.
Oh, how much jail time did she spend?
No jail time, but they just made sure she didn't. Yeah. Well, Jeff.
What do I have to do to make Jeff
happy today? I want Happy Jeff back. Where's Happy Jeff?
Well, Happy Jeff is talking to Happy Phil right now, because I'm thinking Phil's in a daydream here if he thinks the Republicans are actually going to hold somebody accountable. If they were going to hold anybody accountable, Hillary Clinton would have been in jail. They're not going to hold anybody accountable. The only people that get held accountable has got an R behind their name. If they got a D behind their name, you think the Biden Justice Department is going to do anything to them?
By the way, I'm not disagreeing with you in full, but here's what I am looking at right now and hoping that it means something. It looks like, unfortunately, we're going to have a small majority in the House, right? But what that means is the Freedom Caucus has more clout, and we're hearing right now today the Freedom Caucus is already posturing, saying, if you want our votes on some things, you have to do certain things, like, A, they want impeachment of Fauci, and I think they want impeachment of Mayorkas, and they want accountability on Hunter Biden's laptop. So I think there's more coming if the Freedom Caucus can get the strength of position that they should have.
What are they going to impeach Marcus for?
Mayorkas? How about for dereliction of duty and just letting the border hang open and nothing?
He's not. No, he's doing what he's been told to do.
Now that's
he's
true.
He's following orders. And I guarantee you that. So you know, if you're going to impeach somebody for not following orders, then go at it. But he's doing exactly what. Have you heard Biden say anything bad about anybody? I haven't heard any complaints like Trump. You know, everybody was messing Trump over and everything, you know, here left and right. But Biden's got his ducks in a row, buddy. I mean, they are true to the White House. Whoever's pulling Biden strings, they control him.
Well, luckily, the fall guy just happened on the Customs and Border Protection Organization, CBP, just let go their their head guy. Mayorkas let him be the one who got thrown under the bus. Hey, Jeff, I got somebody else in line, too. I got to jump over and get. You be careful,
have
brother.
A good one, buddy.
All right, take care. Line two, is that Lee? Lee from Huntsville. Lee, how are you doing?
I'm good. Enjoying my bacon s'mores.
Oh,
right,
man. Just hit us with the bacon s'mores right at the afternoon munchies when we need something to eat.
I'm going to send you some bacon s'mores.
Okay.
I just don't know how good that'll last.
Yeah, I don't know about shipping those through the mail.
I'm going to drive them by. Okay, so here's my thought. All of this, most of the topics, you know, coming to Russia and to China, why we're not asking China the real questions, why we're never going to negotiate with Russia in any meaningful, real way, is neither party comes from a position of strength. Democrats are, they might as well just have beta stamped on their forehead, and they, you know, and their tagline could be, you know, we're non-threatening. And then Republicans are not much better, in all honesty. They act like they're going to be. They're like the guy that disappoints you day after day. They act like they're going to do better, and then they don't. So, yeah, and they never do. So it's just even more it's depressing, because at least you know Democrats aren't going to come through, but they keep giving that little bit of hope. Republicans, that they don't.
Why has it got to be the guy who disappoints you? Why can't it be the girl who disappoints you day after day?
Because I'm a female, I just look at it that way. But it could most certainly be the woman who's always promising something and then, you know, has to head home or wash her hair or whatever. You know? It's just a constant disappointment. But Crimea, that's never going to happen, because Obama let that go so long ago I don't ever see that being on the table. He drew a line and then let him walk right over it. Until we are willing as a country to draw lines and actually hold people to it, either party, because all this is about is power. All this past election about is power. They just want to swap it just a little bit, but they don't really want to upend the apple cart. That's why they hated Trump. Trump was such an unknown. He upended things. He did things differently, because even if they have an R or a D, they're still all green in the end, right? And Ukraine... Well, I hate to say, it's a slush fund for some of these politicians, both parties, and it's a money laundering operation, it seems. And when you start looking into it and seeing some of the, you know, that billionaire that just went kaput, and, you know, he had a lot, it all stinks. It just stinks.
Well, it does. I mean, it's that fine line I was talking about earlier, Lee, and I got like 20 seconds before I go to commercial, but that fine line that we're on where you can't let Putin just have his way. But then again, there's not been enough accountability on the way we've been sending money over. And that's, we've got to come to grips with that. And all I can do at this point, and I know hope is not a plan, but all I can do is hope that a Republican majority will take the House and allow for some measure of accountability that we're not seeing right now. Lee, I got to go. I got to break. Great call, as always. Great call. All right, Boomer, take it to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and wrap it up. I don't know how much I'm going to get done of Triple Dipper number 3, but I got some of it done.
You got some of it. I mean, you started it.
I did. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Go home time out there, y'all. Go home time for a Monday after a 3-day weekend. And some of y'all I know have probably got training holiday from Redstone Arsenal. You might have had a 4-day weekend. If so, good on you. But listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe, with two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Boomer?
Yep.
Pick you a meal.
Ooh, let's
breakfast,
go,
lunch, dinner.
Oh, let's go lunch.
Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I were to read to you from the menu of Just Love Coffee Cafe, would you prefer to read the details of the Jive Turkey Wrap, the Classic Club Sandwich, or the Grilled Italian Caprice? Which one do you want to know about?
Ooh, let's go the Grilled Italian Caprice.
Grilled Italian Caprice, mozzarella cheese, basil, pepper jack cheese, and sliced tomatoes served on sourdough, grilled in a waffle iron with a side of balsamic vinaigrette chips and a pickle spear.
Not bad.
The Jive Turkey Wrap, though, I will say I've had that one, and I liked it. The flour tortilla, turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, spinach, creamy pepper jelly spread served with chips and a pickle spear.
I think some people need to go there.
I'm saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe, folks. The menu is incredible. Do they have coffee? Of course they do. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe, but they also have an amazing menu. You can take some home for dinner tonight, stop in there and have a bite. Take somebody there for lunch tomorrow. Just hang out during the day for a break. Use their Wi-Fi and chill. But I'm just saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe, check it out. And by the way, please make sure you tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Speaking of food, what did Brian from Huntsville just send us on here? Bacon-wrapped, he sent a picture of it too, bacon-wrapped water chestnuts with pepper jack cheese, Greek seasoning, and kiwi? He says, who needs stores? I'm pretty sure what he did was went to the cabinet to see what he had left, and he made something. But you see the picture of it?
But it does look good.
It does look good. So let me read that again. Brian from Huntsville, one of our ruffians, apparently has some kind of a gourmet thing going on. Bacon wrapped water chestnuts with pepper jack cheese, Greek seasoning, and kiwi.
Kiwi. I don't see the kiwi.
The kiwi throws me off. I'm like, he totally mixed the salt and the savory and the sweet there. And wow. Okay. Listen, I cannot argue with what appears to be success from the picture you sent, man. Good stuff. JT, JT from Lacey Springs, says, it appears we have the Republicans have become the, version of Lucy holding the football for Charlie Brown. Yeah. There's that. We were talking about what Lee was talking about, how Lee's example was the guy who always, you know, date after date just fails to live up to expectations. Lynn from Madison texted in with the word cacistocracy being part of the fabric of this show. It says maybe we ought to change it to Kamalistocracy. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Kamalistocracy. And then Tyler from Huntsville just cussed me. Tyler from Huntsville just cussed me. I'll read it mildly. He said, dang you, sir, I'm already hungry.
Me too.
I'm saying. So Brian from Huntsville, what time do we come over and sample these delectable bites you've just laid out there for us? All right, hey, folks, we got a whole lot of stuff laid on for tomorrow and throughout the rest of the week. And just know, too, I was also talking to Nathaniel Ledbetter, who is soon to be the new Speaker of the State House. He has taken a few days off after the elections. Alabama did go quite well for Republicans for the most part. He will be back on. He'll be on the show with us, probably in studio next week. But I also talked to the one, you know, if I had to find something that I was just, you know, bothered by, it would be my friend Charlotte Meadows, state representative from down in Pike Road area near Montgomery. Who was the real zealot for school choice in the Alabama State House, who lost her race. Why? Because Republicans threw a bone to the teachers union and let them have those lines redrawn to make her district more left-leaning. And as a result, she had an uphill climb for her reelection and did not make it. So I talked to Charlotte yesterday, and, you know, I told her, I said, Charlotte, I have never known you to sit idle. I suspect that, I said, I knew you were effective before you were in the legislature. You'll be effective again. And she said, well, you know, I remember that. She said, in fact, when I was a kid, my parents used to always call me Charlotte with a cause because there's always something that she was wrapped up in and doing good. And so anyway, you don't have to be in elected office to get something done. In fact, sometimes you can get more done. I told her, I said, well, then maybe we're looking at Charlotte Unchained here pretty soon. All right, folks, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. You guys have an amazing night. We love our audience. We'll see you then.